Hi everyone. Thank you very much for coming. If you can't hear me at all, can you put up your hand? But we had hoped at one stage to live stream today, but the technology isn't quite up to it. So we will be audio recording, so I just want people to know that we will put up a sound audio recording as soon as we've finished for wider dissemination. My name's Gail McGowan and I, a couple of weeks ago, was appointed as the new Commissioner for the Shire of Donnybrook Bailing Up. So while I'd rather not come down and have one of the first introductions to you all in this situation, we are where we are. Could I acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Noongar Nation on the land that we meet? But in particular, can I do a call out to all of you who have been directly impacted because it's a scary time, it's a stressful time, and the purpose of today is to make sure you've got up-to-date factual information from the horse's mouth and other mouths. Yes. So welcome in particular to Alan Riley, who's the incident coordinator from DFES. And before I hand over to Alan, we're basically going to just have an update from Alan on the fire and then open it up to questions and answers. If you've got any specific things you need to know, I'll point out a few of the people in the room after Alan has spoken. But before I hand over to Alan, can I just do an amazing call out to all of our firefighters and volunteers, in particular the volunteers, the career firefighters, the biodiversity conservation and attractions team, because from what I've seen in particular today, when I've been at a couple of the meetings, this is where everyone's been working together beautifully. But there are so many people, from the ones that run the welfare centre to Shire staff, etc., that are just all pulling together. It's great. But I think you want to hear from Alan, so here he is. So welcome, Alan.
Well, I need that, yeah. You want me to use this as well?
That would be nice, please.
Yeah, okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I know it's been a pretty hectic 24 hours or so for a lot of us. I just arrived here this morning about 7 o'clock to take over from the people that were managing it throughout the night. And I must join in and say a lot of great work's been done by not only the local volunteer firefighters, but also from throughout the region. And I think we've even got some from Perth, have we? Yeah, maybe, yeah. And I've come down from Perth myself as well to help here, so well done. We've also got the SES helping us, and I'm actually using their facility as a control centre, so the whole community's getting involved in this. I must say, I've looked at some satellite photography and overlaid it with the shape that the fire has burnt, and I'm very impressed how it burnt around all the residences throughout that area. So big call out to you guys that live up there. You've done a great job in preparing for this fire, so well done. So you've probably got a fair idea of the shape of the fire. We've got some maps going around now, so it's a long thin one, so it's burnt through a mainly forested area with some of the pasture areas either end of it and to the sides. It's about 460 hectares in size, and the crews have been working with machinery as well as, you know, putting water on it, trying to slow it down. They put some retardant on it last night from our large air tanker. Didn't have a huge effect. It's not really effective on forested areas where there's a lot of tree canopy that stops it getting to the ground. But it did something. It slowed it down a bit. So we've actually elected not to use that anymore because it doesn't have the desired effect. So it's the crews in the trucks out there going around, putting water on it. They've got front-end loaders building brakes around the fire. And that's all about... So we've got about 90% contained now. I'd like to say it's controlled, but we can't say it's controlled until the little bits stop moving, but we're hopping onto all those little bits of fire as they happen. And hopefully overnight we've got pretty good conditions. It's cooling down, humidity's coming up a bit, and the winds are easing, but coming from a different direction. And we've been preparing all day for that. change of direction, so it's going to swing around to a southerly wind tonight, but not too strong. So we've shored up, done a lot of work on the northern side of the fire to make sure that it doesn't hop over that during the night. So I think the shape will stay the same as what it is now. Don't think it'll go any further, but we are preparing in case it does. What have we got? You've got the maps. The cause of fire, I've had a couple of questions about that. It's still being investigated. The police have had a look as well. It's been determined, we have a police rep up the back there, had a discussion with him about it. He's happy for me to say that it's not deliberate, right? So it's to be determined how it actually started, but it doesn't appear to be deliberate. There's no signs of a deliberate ignition. No houses impacted as far as we know. Even some of the other structures, I don't think there's, you know, like the sheds and that, I don't think they've been impacted. We haven't had any reported. We will investigate further after we've finished the major part of firefighting by going around and having a look at what has been damaged. And no injuries have been reported. So that's for firefighters, for the community, so that's a really good effort. I have to put this down while I change pages. Okay. So there's some information on Emergency WA, which some of you may have seen already, and I believe you've got your own community social media site that's probably sharing the maps and some of the information and what's going on. I've just had a meeting with my incident management team, and there's not even any reports of livestock. I believe you, those that have livestock out there moved them all yesterday, so that's helped out there. So we haven't had any reports of livestock injuries or deaths. And no wildlife either, so really good. If you do come across anything like that, particularly wildlife, the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, DPIRD, are the ones to call to help with management of any injured animals. Yeah. And local government can also help there. Okay, so for the next 24 hours, or at least the next 12 hours, but potentially 24, we'll be continuing to patrol the fire line, the shape of the fire, and making sure that we're not getting any hot spots popping out and starting up. We've got about 70 firefighters out there doing that, so quite a few. The aim is to extinguish the fire, again, hopefully within the next 24 hours, keeping you informed. So you should be getting information via Emergency WA and even our Facebook site. There's been no telephone messaging gone out since the emergency warning, I believe, and that's because we haven't escalated from that. In fact, we've de-escalated. So that area that was on fire and around it is no longer emergency warning. We reduced that back. Damon, what time will we do that? About 2 o'clock this afternoon, reduced it back to a watch and act. But that still means you've got to be prepared to defend save yourselves, defend your property if you're going to stay. And if you're not comfortable doing that, then go and stay with friends, relatives. Here, got the evacuation centre if you need that. We're also looking at reducing the wider area which is currently on watch and act to an advice, which basically means just stay alert, right, until the all clear comes. And if things do escalate, and we can't see why they would, but if something does happen and it escalates, then we'll put out another telephone warning message and elevate the warning that's out there. What else have I got? Yeah, that's pretty much what I said there, actually. I guess I'll hand back to Gail and see if there's any questions.
I think, thank you very much, Alan. I think one of the first questions that I got asked was when we can we go home again for a couple of people, so that might be if they're individuals, probably to come and chat to you and the team.
Yeah, just another update there. So the Brookhampton Road, did I get that right? Yeah. So that's still closed and we're reviewing that tonight to see whether it is safe to hand it back to the local government and open the road. So we'd like to do that at the same time. Might happen tonight, might happen tomorrow. People that are not in that area won't be allowed through the control point. All right, that's the way it is. So that's why we're looking to remove that, because we think it's probably okay for you to go back home if you're living in that area. So hopefully we'll be doing that early this evening. If not, then first thing tomorrow morning.
No, that's fine. And look, can I just point out a couple of people around the room as we just before you go to questions? We've got Steve Potter, who's the acting CEO at the Shire at the moment. Susie Delaporte next to Steve is going to be the recovery coordinator going forward. We've got Lauren, who is actually, I don't know, the Jill of all trades that I've found. Every time I've needed something while I've been down here over the last couple of weeks, I've gone to Lauren, so don't quite know what a proper role, governance, I think, generally. And then we've got Ruth, who's coordinating a lot of the well, normally volunteers, but doing lots of stuff. We've got Damon there as the public information person. Lyndon, who's taken over from or come back today because Jess had stepped up to help out with some of the coordination from the Shire. And I know we David, haven't we, from the police, and Brendan from communities, who's come up from Manjimup. But Tanya, Rhonda. Well, I'll get it right. But the fabulous team from communities that have been doing the welfare centre here. So just a bit of an indication of some of the people, and of course Simon and team from the rec centre as well. So. There's some of the faces that you're seeing wandering around. If you get an opportunity, and I've probably forgotten a couple of others as well, but questions. And I'm going to hand you the microphone because I think if we're recording, are you?
I just want to know, you said that Brookhampton Road's closed and Thompson Brook Road runs off of that, so it means that people can't go along Thompson Brook Road, is that correct?
Where is Hampton Brook Road closed to the north? Sorry, Brookhampton. Yeah. Is that where the closure is? That's so people can go down Thompson's Brook Road?
Or
yeah, good morning, or good afternoon, I should say to everyone. I'm the acting officer in charge of Donnybrook Police Station, Andrew Hull. I know a lot of your faces as it is. So the control points, as I believe, I'm just waiting for a handover from Sergeant White from Bridgetown, is that we still have the control points in place that we had last night. So that is on Brookhampton and the cross of Thompson Brook. I believe that will be assessed, as I've just been told, at a later date. If you do need to go into those particular areas, please speak to the people at the control point. They will call through to us, and if there's some circumstances that you require to go in there, we will evaluate each individual request as it comes through. Okay.
Can I ask you, where at the end of Thompson Brook, we're at the end of Thompson Brook Road where the fire started, and we're wondering if we can get through to there to see if our cattle are safe and if we have got power.
I'll make some inquiries in relation to the power for you. So you're Thompson Brook running through to Eastman, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Through there?
Yes.
Yep, I'll have a chat with you after, and I'll liaise with DFIS as well, and we'll try and make some arrangements for you to get back in there, check cattle and stuff like that as well, as long as it is safe to do so.
And certainly at the meetings this morning, we had representatives from Telstra and Western Power, etc., so they're very much working with the full team as well. Further questions? So that was Western Power, the last update we had, didn't think any power had been impacted. So, you know, the one message I would like to give, you know, obviously following on from Alan's, is it was really good to see people take that action and leave if they felt as though there was a threat. And to those that actually made the reports in the first instance of the fire, thank you. But equally, can I just urge you, you know, for the sake of an extra few hours or an extra night, etc., sometimes it's better to stay out of harm's way just in case we do get changes in weather conditions, no matter what. But I think one of the things I noticed on a lot of the social media this morning was, you know, where do they get information? Where do you get information? I think Alan mentioned the community page, but that's really picking up a lot of the stuff that is on the emergency WA website, which is emergency.wa.gov.au. That is the single source of truth, as it were. And so, for instance, at the Shire, we've been referring people back to that site. So we'd rather have people have the information from there rather than, you know, sort of a lot of hearsay, but you're also reliant on the community to sort of update information as well, so it's a bit of a mix of both. Lots of information around people offering either accommodation or support for animals, etc. I think I was told that we don't tend to get involved in any private arrangements, that's communities or the Shire, any private arrangements about taking up accommodation that's offered, etc. A lot of the support in terms of, in these situations, hopefully we won't need it now, but in terms of food and other items, CWA does a great job of coordinating some of that, and then a lot of the other information sort of we scoop up as we go along, I think. But thank you for those that have volunteered some of that. Any other questions? Or anyone have any information that is of, you know, you might think is of use, and if so, feel free to go and approach any of the people anyway. But I just think, having watched the weather conditions over the last couple of days and seeing that smoke last night, hats off to all of you, Alan, and the volleys and teams, because I think it's been a fabulous job. Okay, well, I'm going to call it to a close if that's the case. But feel free to, as I say, those of you that want specific information, stay on and ask. But thank you for coming along. And I don't think we're planning at this stage another meeting because we're hoping we don't need it. But obviously all of that goes up on the Emergency WA website if anything does change. Be careful tonight because that wind change is coming through and it's still gusting and it's still a bit hot, so no risk taken. Thank you.